Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 28th. Happy Missions Monday. Today we lift up in prayer the Salvation Army, specifically the Birmingham Area Command, which extends the love and restores the hope of Christ to people in need. We have homeless and domestic abuse shelters here, utility and financial help, and the Salvation Army also seeks to do good without discrimination. If you want more information, reach out to Drew Smith and he can tell you how we partner with the Salvation Army. Our passages today in Luke are about the triumphal entry, Jesus weeping over Jerusalem, and Jesus cleansing the temple. Then we'll move over to the Psalms, where we'll read from Psalm 16, verse 11, about joy in the Lord's presence. As we approach the Bible this morning or this afternoon or this evening, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things in your law. Luke 19, 28. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount that was called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation.' And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, 'It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.' As he was teaching daily, the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words." I'm curious, what stuck out to you in that reading for today? Was it that Jesus explained to his disciples there's going to be a colt tied and someone might ask you what you're doing with it, and then it all comes to pass? Or was it that the people put their cloaks down on the road during the triumphal entry, and his disciples were praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen in the life of Jesus? Was it the deep sadness of Jesus that stuck out to you when he weeps over Jerusalem? This time, reading through Luke's gospel, I have become more aware of just the tension of all of these people interacting with Jesus, not knowing who he really is. And in this moment where he weeps over Jerusalem, he longs for them to understand the time of the visitation, that God has entered into Jerusalem, which should be a place where he is honored and praised. Or did the cleansing of the temple stick out to you? Remember, Jesus says, this is a house of prayer, and you have made it what? A den of robbers. Because of the stir that Jesus caused, the people who were in charge, the principal men, the chief priest, they wanted to destroy him. But they couldn't. God was sovereign over the entire situation, and he had a plan. And as we continue on in Luke's gospel, we will see that plan unfold. But the last words that we read today were so good. All the people were hanging on his words. Our passage from the Psalms today is chapter 16, verse 11. I'm going to read it twice. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. At the end of the podcast, I have another of Micaiah's little choruses recorded that I think will be such a treat and will remind us of the words of Jesus, that he is our shepherd, and also the grand overarching theme of the Psalms, that the King, our King Jesus, he reigns, and that we will live in his presence forevermore, and in his presence is pleasure and fullness of joy. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we lift up to you today all those who are in Christian ministry. We ask your watch care upon them. We pray specifically for the leaders of our churches, the deacons, the Sunday school teachers, those who serve on committees, those who steward our building and clean and prepare. We pray, Lord, for our city officials, for those who have governmental titles like mayor, city council, school board. We pray for our teachers, principals, superintendent. We pray today for those who are away on the beach retreat, and also the children headed to children's camp. And we pray for our partner in ministry, the Salvation Army. Continue, Lord, to use their ministry to help the homeless and those who are in need. You are our good shepherd, Lord. Would you provide for them everything that they need, spiritually, socially, financially, emotionally, mentally, and physically? And as we go forth today, remind us that your goodness never fails. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good shepherd.